I'm Brent Huber, lead producer with Charles County Government Television. And joining me today is Martin Pru. Martin is the Agricultural Business Development Manager with our Economic Development Department. And we're going to talk about the effects of COVID-19 and what it's had on agriculture here in the county. Martin, thanks for joining us today.
Brent, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with the COVID-19 pandemic and a lot of changes in business and a lot of changes in agriculture for the state and for the county. So can you kind of give us an update on where things are statewide and locally?
Sure. Well, the state of Maryland's Department of Agriculture has declared that agriculture and any businesses within the food supply chain locally are essential businesses. So although there may be altered business operations, our local farms are still working very hard to bring produce to the local communities. Farmers markets also included, although that will come down to a individual farmers market leadership decision as to whether or not there'd be a safe way to congregate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
as of right now,
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, because there is a little challenge there with the farmers markets.
Absolutely. So not just farmers markets, but farm stores and farm business as a whole. The two major considerations as it comes to the regulations set forth at the state level are that social distancing and the contact with the physical produce really have to be taken very seriously for the safety of the consumers and customers. So it's up to the farm and the farmers markets to determine how they can operate, if they can operate, to continue to serve the local community.
But there's a whole other side to this that's kind of, something's kind of changed with farms that are sourcing produce and product straight from the farm, right?
Absolutely. So we're actually seeing a lot of unique and new ideas surface with how farms are connecting with their community. Although the farmers market, at least the local Charles County farmers markets, have been postponed indefinitely for the time being until a safe way to congregate has been established, the local farms that participate in those markets and the surrounding areas have continued to operate. You're seeing a lot of farm stores continue to operate with either new hours or maintaining old hours, finding ways to space their customers in line, offering curbside pickup. And the theme that we're actually seeing here locally is the rise in CSA. For those that don't know what CSA stands for, that's community sponsored agriculture, mm-hmm. or community supported agriculture. That is, it comes in different forms, but the underlying theme is that it's a consumer subscription based program where a customer can pay upfront for a share of a farm's vegetable production, whether that's 8 weeks or the whole 24 weeks of the harvest season. A consumer can pay up front and get either consistent delivery or pickup of whatever's in season. It gives consumers an opportunity to try some new things maybe they haven't before, and also to support the farm up front when all the costs for overhead are certainly high. I'm also seeing some unique operations, whether it be delivery, online pickup, and collaboration with certain farms coming together to offer their product.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, because I mean you're kind of taking a look at this and you're seeing these changes, and some of them have been, I would say, pretty ingenious.
Absolutely, and I think it's very interesting to see how the operations are going to adapt through the next several weeks, as well as what is going to stay the same thereafter. Although it's great to have a gathering place such as a farmer's market where all of these producers come together, it's important for everyone to understand that the farms are still operating and still trying to offer their products in the best way they can. So Charles County Economic Development, on our website, meetcharlescounty.com, have actually consolidated a farm store, farm stand, and local farm list with operating statuses of farms that either have farm store or offering by appointment pickups or delivery throughout the local area.
Oh, wow, because I was just going to ask, I mean, where can people go to find, you know, what's open and how it's working and how to get fresh produce and whatever other, you know, items that they want from the farm.
Right. So the best way is obviously to reach out to the farmer or the farm itself. If you're looking for that type of information, many of our local farms do have social media presence, but we at Charles County Economic Development have consolidated that information into a little farm operating status list on the front page of our website under the COVID-19 resources. There's nearly 20 farms listed offering a variety of products from vegetables, and that season is just now kicking off. So there's a bounty of local seasonal produce available, plenty of meats, eggs, local honey, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I hear strawberries.
So my experts in the field, had to put that pun in there, are saying that strawberries are just about here. So I would say it's totally appropriate to start asking and looking. We did see a beautiful picture of the first pick of the season for our local Charles County farm. So I think it's just a matter of time until all of the delicious summer produce is in full swing. Again, although they may not be accessible through a local farmer's market in the immediate future, they're certainly going to be available at your local farms, who are taking all the proper precautions to make sure that customers can connect with them and pick up their produce safely.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, COVID-19 is I mean, it's tragic, but it's also kind of teaching us some things, and I just find that interesting, because there's been a lot of innovations in a lot of different fields with technology and everything, and it's good to hear and see people adapting to this. And where do you think this is going to go?
From our perspective, I think this is an opportunity and has been an opportunity to really promote the importance of community sustainability. Buying local agriculture is truly essential. And if you really want to ensure that your food is being handled with the utmost care and the traceability, it's going to your local farm and purchasing right from them.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see the community supported agriculture, the CSA style, maybe grow. Again, it comes down to pre-ordered boxes without much contact to the produce itself, other than it being picked in the field and then packaged for a customer to pick up. It just seems like our farms each and every day are finding ways to make it easier to connect and safer to connect, at least through these tough times.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And if anybody wants to find out what farms here in the county are participating, which farms are available, where they can get local product, they can just visit meetcharlescounty.com and follow the link from the COVID-19 resources, correct?
That's correct. And if I can add, Brent, if I'm speaking and there's any local farm or producer out there that's seeing this list and is not currently included or seeing any operating statuses that needs to be updated, please do reach out. We want to keep a very up-to-date and comprehensive list of all of our local farms, so the community knows how and who to support.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Martin, thank you so much. And that's all we have for this update. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you, Brent.